Hello there. So nice to have you here, isn't it? Good to see you. Oh, yeah, you can have your seat on the couch. You can relax if you really want to. You can spread your legs and relax yourself. Feel free. Feel free. Let go. Oh, yes. Conditioning. Yes, you're right. Conditioning techniques for submissive training. Let's talk about the word conditioning. Before we proceed, I want to tell you again to make yourself comfortable. Settle yourself down and relax. All you have to do is to focus on becoming comfortable. Distractions, tight clothing or shoes. You're not being hypnotized. I just need your complete attention. This episode of Sobi series is highly important in your training as a perfect submissive that you crave to be. So, take a moment now and wiggle about until you're in the right position for concentration. Good. Let's get to it. The definition of the word conditioning is to bring something into the desired state for use. That's a great prepackaged kink definition, isn't it? Thank you. Conditioning is a behavioral process whereby a response becomes more frequent or more predictable in a given environment as a result of reinforcement, with reinforcement typically being a stimulus or reward for a desired response. Conditioning is also a form of learning in which either one, a given stimulus or a signal becomes increasingly effective in evoking a response, or two, a response occurs with increasing regularity in a well-specified and stable environment. When you condition leather, as an example, you make it soft and comfortable to wear, while fortifying it against the elements and making sure it lasts a long time. Another example is that of a Marine. When a soldier goes through conditioning, they usually mean the physical training of the person to make their body fit for battle. But there's also a high degree of psychological conditioning that takes place, reshaping their mind to accept, to follow orders, and to resist fear of that. The same thing can be done with a submissive. However, for starters, you must learn the conditioning techniques. The primary goal in conditioning my slave or my submissive is to present him or her with a stimulus and have them react the way I prefer. Again, look around your body and notice if there's any tightness or any discomfort, and maybe just shrug everything until you are happily settled down and ready. If anything is making you uncomfortable, training. Let's get into it. Don't forget to concentrate your mind on the techniques. Pay full attention as I count 1 to 5 of all the techniques. I'm about to walk you through them one after another. 1. Classical conditioning. To understand this type of conditioning, the example of Pavlov's dog is the best to use. Have you heard of Pavlov? Then maybe classical conditioning will ring a bell to you. Do you understand what I mean? The simplest way to understand the concept is through Pavlov's dog. Every time it will feed the dog, it would ring a bell to signal that food is about to be given. Pavlov did this repeatedly until eventually, when there is no food, just ring of the bell and watch the dog salivate. Training a submissive is essentially like that. I'm not saying that I would train you to be a dog. No. What I want for you is to react consistently to me. When I issue a command or a suggestion, it should be good as done. A simple translation of this concept to the kink is when you use a certain sex toy, for example, a dildo. If you use it frequently enough, it could elicit a desired sexual arousal response, or even just a simple command. Again, for example, you say, "Spread your legs, Soppy." Done correctly, just saying these words should trigger you and execute the command instantly. The command is the stimulus. Now, this is classical conditioning. I hope you are enjoying the lovely feeling of deep, deep relaxation and the comfort of my voice. 2. Operant conditioning. Operant conditioning is the use of consequences to modify the voluntary behavior of the submissive by associating certain choices and behavior with a defined set of consequences. When you talk about training a submissive, most people will tell you it's all about rewards and punishments. Hell yeah, it is. Or, more accurately, it is everything that a dominant does which either encourages or discourages certain behaviors of the submissive, whether intentional or not. This is my body language, my facial expressions, the words I use when I talk to my submissives. If I use your real name or my pet name for you, whether I look at you while I talk, and pretty much every other thing I ever do, ever. No pressures. None. Like I said in the beginning, we all condition each other constantly. If you have a friend that is your first call on a bad day, it is because that person has trained you to expect a good result from making that choice, while others have trained you to have lower expectations of them. When you see someone do something and say, "Oh man, my wife is gonna kill me," that is the result of a pattern of actions which have established an expectation of future actions on a societal level. Etiquette is trained into us early on. When someone holds a door and you say thank you without thinking about it, that's conditioning. It can be subtle, it can be subconscious, and totally unnoticed even by the person doing it. But it is real and it is happening every second of every day. Programmed to pick up these patterns very quickly and adapt to them. In fact, before the end of the first day of classes, teachers can usually train a room full of students to comply with how they prefer to run the class, either with lots of questions and discussions or silent note taking. See, your brain constantly collects information from others around you to determine what is expected of you and what you can expect from others. Have you been to Thunder in the Mountains or any other large sort of convention or a conference? Okay, so you go to get your badge. You all go to the desk that has the first letter of your name on it. If there are other people there, you get into a nice orderly line and wait patiently until it's your turn. No one has to tell you that. You just know it is expected of you. And so, to effectively train you as my submissive, consistent actions which lets you know what is expected of you and what you can expect from me is the way I will do it. With effective training, I won't ever have to give you explicit instructions or direction. This will condition you to continue following my orders and decrease unfavorable actions. Are you still with me, Sobe? Good. 3. Extinction. Extinction is what happens when the effect of conditioning wears off. In classical conditioning, this is when the sound of the whip no longer makes your submissive wet, or the sight of the crop no longer makes them cry. If I go too long without enforcing the conditioning, it will stop working, and their behavior will stop being influenced by it. The next big section is about how to make a plan for enforcement of conditioning in order to make it effective with minimal effort while preventing extinction. For this technique, I will be ignoring unwanted behaviors. Some submissive tend to ask for attention through unfavorable actions. Now, if I am going to not care at all, you will most likely stop, since you won't be getting the attention that you seek, and you will start following my orders instead. In a moment, I want you to keep breathing. Deep breath. And focus on the topic as I walk you through even deeper into submission conditioning. 4. Modeling. This is another conditioning technique I will train you in depth on. By showing a step-by-step on how to do things properly as a submissive, you will learn better through physical and verbal cues. This is one of the simplest of all of the conditioning techniques. It will be so much easier for the both of us. 5, which is the last, differential reinforcement. Differential reinforcement is the last level of conditioning techniques. Up from simple operant conditioning and shadows, it has two important characteristics. First, that it emphasizes positive reinforcement over all others, and second, that it focuses on behavior related to the target behavior as well. Differential reinforcement works to achieve a few goals. 1, a decrease in frequency of the submissive's behavior. 2, the absence of the submissive's behavior. 3, an increase in behaviors which prevent the submissive's behavior. And 4, the substitution of a preferred behavior. The reason that researchers emphasize this approach is that study after study has proven that positive reinforcement is a more powerful conditioning tool that yields more consistent results. They are more resistant to extinction. Powerful and positive reinforcement also has less negative side effects, such as resentment or depression, which can accompany a strict punishment approach. The approaches are positive in nature, in that I find ways to use rewards to motivate the submissive to behave better, instead of punishing them for their present ways, which may have been ingrained over a period of years or decades. While punishments can be combined with these procedures to create a more powerful change program, differential reinforcement procedures are often used without punishment procedures accompanying them. Now, Sobe, I want you to allow your mind to drift over these conditioning techniques and other things that we have discussed so far in this episode and previous series, whatever feels right for you. We have come to the end of the 5th episode of the Sobe training series. Don't expect that by listening to only Sobe series or by reading a few articles on the internet and then being able to call yourself a submissive. No matter how eager you are to learn and experiment, you won't become a submissive overnight. Becoming a true submissive takes a great deal of time and patience. In fact, many submissives may even go through a formal training period, which can take months or even years. Don't forget to listen to the next episode of my Sobe series. If you are a potential submissive, take your time to listen to all of the submissive CB episodes. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me as soon as possible. Thank you so much. Don't forget to play safe.